am Ryan Wise, and welcome back to Tech Talk 101. Welcome back to Tech Talk 101. This week we're going to be talking about what Apple has released at WWDC 2020. So let's get right in. If you don't know, WWDC stands for Worldwide Developers Conference. Apple holds this every year during the summer, and where they announce software and occasionally new hardware. However, this year it was mostly software. So let's get into what exactly was released. First, we have iOS 14. iOS 14 contains many big improvements. One of the biggest new features is the widgets on the home screen. These are basically the same widgets that were in the Today view. These are the widgets that are on the farthest most left page of your home screen. These widgets can now be put onto the main home screen pages surrounding your apps. Developers will be able to make customized widgets for their apps, as well as Apple will have widgets for most of their apps, like weather, notes, calendar, and many more. This also brings the app library, which categorizes your apps based on the category in the App Store. This will be all the way to the right after all of your home screen pages. You'll also be able to edit your home screen and turn off pages, so you can only have the app library active, or you can have some of your pages active, or all of your pages active. Now calls will have a compact notification, sort of like an email notification at the top of your screen, and they won't take up your whole entire screen. It's the same with Siri. Siri will have a notification at the bottom and top of your screen with the facts, so you can still see what you're doing behind the screen. However, you cannot scroll around and use the screen while Siri is active. Siri also gets 20 times more facts. You can now play picture-in-picture video from apps such as Netflix or Hulu or whatever you're watching. FaceTime calls apply to that as well. You can now set your default mail and browser apps. Messaging apps and navigation apps still cannot be changed, however. Messages is new. We can have mentions and inline replies, which basically a mention is you can type someone's name in a group chat and they'll get a notification saying that they were targeted in the message. Inline replies, if someone asks a question and you want to just reply to that person, you don't have to reply to the whole chat. You can just tap on that person's text and reply just to that text. You can also pin messages at the top. Up to 9 most important people can be pinned at the top of the messages. They'll just be their profile picture in a little circle in a 3x3 layout. There's a new Translate app that has 11 languages that you can translate between, kind of like Google Translate. You can also download these to use them offline. You can have direct conversations between 2 people using the Translate app. Apple Maps also gets a new update, which has EV routing for EV vehicles and cycling routes, including where there are stairs for some select cities. In terms of Safari now gets privacy reports so you can see what's tracking you during your web searches. Memojis now have new customizations such as face masks. The Home app has been improved and works with more security cameras, and you can set activity zones and face recognition on the cameras that are compatible. In terms of a new feature rumored for a while called Car Key, which will be on the BMW 540i 2021 edition. Basically, in the wallet app, you will have your car key. You can use it to turn on your car, open the doors, the trunk, etc., just like a normal key. You can also share keys temporarily or permanently with other drivers and set limitations for those shared keys. Apple CarPlay now will get wallpapers, and AirPods will show battery notifications when they're getting low. You can switch your AirPods between all your Apple devices seamlessly if you have AirPods 2nd generation or AirPods Pro. AirPods Pro also gets surround sound, so that's like you're in a movie theater while you're in earbuds. A new feature called App Clips is basically a 10 megabyte or less file that is a part of an app. So if you were at a restaurant and you wanted to download their app to get some free rewards or something, you don't have to download the whole app. You can download their app clip if the developer makes one. It would be just the part of the app you need to do your certain task. There's a recording indicator when you're using a camera or microphone. It will be on the top right of your phone. It's a little orange dot. Now on all phones, you can change the video resolution and frame rate within the camera app. That used to be exclusive to the iPhone 11, 11 Pro, and SE second generation. iPhone XR and XS will get quick take video, where you can hold down the picture button and swipe to the right to start a video. This has come from the iPhone 11, 11 Pro, and SE second generation. In FaceTime, people using sign language, their video will be prominent over all the others. You can now share third-party app subscriptions within family sharing. There's a new noise detection feature that can detect dogs barking, water flowing, and a bunch of other stuff, such as fire alarms, which is very helpful. App Store has a new policies feature where all developers will be required to disclose their policies and what information they correct. Safari can also translate web pages now. And finally, but not least, you can have tap functions on the back of your phone. So if you tap twice on the back of your phone, that can activate a certain function like opening an app, activating Siri, or something else. Next is iPadOS 14. Now these get many of the same features as iPhone, like Safari, all the AirPods features, the messages features, compact calls, Siri, all those kinds of things are very similar. However, the widgets are not on the whole screen, they're only going to be on the side, but they'll still have a new look. Apps such as music and files will have a new customized sidebar, kind of like what macOS looks like now. There's a new search function that will be like Spotlight search on Mac. If you have used that before, it can be used to bring up web searches, find files, apps. It's much more helpful. There's a new function with Apple Pencil called Scribble, where you can basically write in text fields such as the search bar in Safari, and it will convert that to text. In Notes, you can also write, and the iPad will recognize words, and it can copy those words as text, just like you copy normal text, and then paste it into a document as text. If you draw shapes in the Notes app, it will also recognize your shape drawing, and if you double tap on it with the Apple Pencil, it will convert it into a nice straight shape. And there are also many other small details that are very similar to iOS. Now, in terms of macOS, it is called macOS 11 now. We've gotten rid of 10.15 was Catalina, 10.14 was Mojave, 10.13 was High Sierra, so on and so on. We've now moved to macOS 11.0, which is called Big Sur. Not Big S-I-R, Big S-U-R, named after the place in California. Control Center is now added to the Mac in the top right bar near Spotlight Search. All the icons have a new design to look a lot more like iOS and iPadOS apps. Messages gets the same updates. There's now, in the Notification Center, you can have widgets kind of like you have now, but they're going to be the redesigned ones, and they're going to be a lot more similar to iOS and iPadOS. There'll be Safari extensions, and Safari can now have a start page background, kind of like Chrome has had for a really long time. Safari is also apparently 50% faster than Chrome. I'll have to try that out at some point. There'll also be many more updates to give macOS kind of a new look. That's probably why they'd be calling it macOS 11 instead of 10.16. In terms of watchOS, you can now share watch faces with other people and download them from the web. So if someone makes a watch face, they can put a link and you can download that watch face. In the Workouts app, there is now a dance workout. There's a cool new feature called hand washing, where it can detect the motion of you washing your hands. It will use microphones to listen to see if there's water running, and it will start a 20-second countdown timer. And if you stop early, it will give you a notification to keep hand washing. There's a new sleep functionality where you can set reminders of when you need to go to bed, when you need to wake up, and have your phone automatically on Do Not Disturb, as well as your watch. There's now sleep tracking, where you can track your sleep, and it will show up in the health app on the iPhone. You still have to figure out when to charge your Apple Watch, though. The activity app is now renamed the fitness app. It will look very similar. There's also hearing health that can tell you if your AirPods are too loud on your Apple Watch. This kind of goes along with the noise detection from last year. tvOS is the last thing I want to talk about at WWDC. There are multiple users now for games, and there's AirPod sharing. That's basically it. There was basically nothing in tvOS 14. The last thing is that Apple has announced that they're going to be using ARM chips in their Macs, which are their own chips that they use in the iPhones and iPads, like the A12, A12Z. They'll say this will take up to about 2 years to finally transition over to their chips. This will also allow developers to run native iOS and iPadOS apps on the Mac. So if there's something that a developer made for an iPhone only, that will now be able to run on the Mac in a small window. Intel Macs, however, will still be supported for many more years. This will take about 2 years to do the full switch over, and they're expecting one Mac that will have that chip in it by the end of this year. There's a developer kit, which is basically a Mac Mini with an A12Z Bionic chip, 16 gigs of RAM, and a 512 GB SSD, going out to developers with the new Rosetta 2 to help them transfer all their apps over to be compatible with ARM Macs. That mostly wraps up for WWDC. In terms of other tech news, there's not much to talk about. So I hope you have a good week, and I will see you back again next week. Goodbye.